Hello, this is Marlon again today. Thank you for calling in this morning. I want to bless each one of you as we've gone through this week on the theme of the blessing of living. I could die any time. This morning I'd like to talk a little bit about what is the real reason for a devotional like this, for a short inspiration on this topic, the blessing of living that you could die anytime. One of the reasons I could think of is sometimes it's good just to be reminded that our life is but a short thread. None of us know when we're going to die. It's a little bit like if you take a chalkboard or a piece of paper and you write your birth date, or your name down. Let's just say your name is John. You would write down John, and your birth date is June 21st, 1964. And then below that, you put down the date of death. Well, until the day you die, you don't know that date of death. And we don't know if it could be today, it could be tomorrow, it could be 30, 50, 70 years from now. The bottom line is we don't know. Only God knows the day that you're going to die. So because of that, it is important to live each day as if we were going to die any time. That's the reason for an inspiration like this, to remind us of that. And the other thing is, do I need to have a doctor tell me I could die any time before I can live like this? Now, we all know that we can die any time. If we really believe, we will not live forever. So in other words, we know that we're going to die. And with everybody who ever hear this, will realize that, yes, they are going to die someday, unless Jesus returns. So some of us might, like I said earlier, some of us might live for another 70 years, and some of us might live for another one day. For that reason, it's important that we fight on and we become like Jesus. One of the reasons that you want to spend a lot of time in the Word, a lot of time praying, is because the more time you spend with Jesus, the more like Him you become. Now, does this mean I need to get up and have an hour or 2 hours quiet time every morning? It certainly would help. But I know that some of us have some busy schedules. I look at it, it's important to have some quiet time. But I also look at it like this. It's important, like a saying I heard, I hardly ever spend 5 minutes on my knees praying, but I hardly ever go 5 minutes without praying. And I find that very true in my own life, where I spend a lot of time while I'm at work, and God will just lay different people in my heart, and I'll pray for them. Well, I'll pray about different situations while I'm at work. And through that, I can become more like Christ. And through that, I'm spending time with Him. I'm talking to Him as I would talk to a person. Now, the blessing of living like you could die any time. Here's the blessing. And this is the big blessing if you're struggling with the possibility of fear of dying any time. You can actually live that kind of way as a blessing. And here's the blessing. You will have peace with whatever happened in the world around you. You will not need to live in fear. All your worries will be gone. You say, now, wait a minute, how can all my worries be gone? Because you will be so in tune with God that He will give the peace that passes all understanding into your heart. You may be attacked, and you will probably even face some discouragement or failures. But you will be so in tune with God that He will be able to show you what is happening, and you will turn right back to Him. So let's keep an open heaven and walk in truth. And remember, God only gives you grace to walk through what He has called you to walk through. He does not give you grace to walk through something he has told others to walk through. So in other words, if the doctor would say, hey, you have 3 months to live. If he says it to you directly, all of a sudden, especially if you're a child of God, God will give you the grace that you need to walk through that. But if you're not a child of God, then he will not give you the full extent of grace that he wants to. He does not give you the grace to walk through something he has called us to walk through. Now this thing is, don't worry about things of tomorrow, because tomorrow never comes. It is always today. So when you start worrying about the things of tomorrow, you're going to worry yourself crazy, because tomorrow never comes. It's always today, and God only gives the grace to get through today. He does not give you the grace to get to walk through tomorrow. Another thing would be, don't worry, live as if you could die any time, but plan for the future. Because if you live like you could die any time, and you live like that every day and never worry about planning for the future, you end up in the wrong place too, because you need to plan the longevity of living in case you live 70 years. But at the same time, just being tuned with God as if you could die any time. And in closing, I want to give this verse yet. It's 2 Corinthians 12:9. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. So God bless you and have a wonderful day.